Well, the important thing is you were there to see it.
No.
No. Okay. Oh, okay. No. The important thing is that you're here to report it.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
No, I was doing hockey last night.
Oh, okay.
But you know what? I was thinking, we're all sleepy, but this weekend is Fall Falls back.
Yeah, it is. It's Woo-hoo. A daylight saving, not savings.
I hate spring forward, but falling back,
yeah.
I can do that.
Yippee. Daylight saving time. And you know, you can go ahead and celebrate really any time today. You know, knock off work an hour early.
Sure.
Just, hey, if the boss is down with it, right, just go, hey, I'd like to go ahead and celebrate the fallback thing, if you don't mind.
Speaking of celebrating, we'll have to do that later today.
Yeah, that's true. Remember, he or she may say no, but it never hurts to ask if you can have a little time off.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Speaking of time off, thanks to Chase Murphy for sitting in for me yesterday. All right, so we begin the morning with the story of Barbara Ann Bearden. She pulled into the gas station there in Higham, Massachusetts. There was something odd about her car. Is on fire.
A carbecue.
Yeah.
Good,
very nice, yes. Shocked onlookers rushed in, doused the flames with a fire extinguisher. Others called for firefighters. Police retraced her path and say that she had hit a guardrail because they found pieces of it right there in her car and then the
wow.
impact site. But then she just apparently kept going. Two of her tires had blown out. She drove about a half a mile on the bare rims.
Wow.
Making sparks, I'm sure. Tearing up the road just a little bit.
No wonder she got on fire.
Exactly. She admitted drinking... it was the alleged two glasses of wine. That's right. It's the two glass wine
that's
fire.
All.
That's it. It was just two glasses, Ossifer.
It's gonna be a good
I swear.
Now, they were chuggers.
Yeah. Maybe she breathed on the sparks, and that's what
could
did
be.
It. Yeah, easy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Info.
Nation.
Just glad she wasn't injured. Well, you know. Once again, God protects the drunk, isn't that right?
Yeah. Are you really glad she wasn't injured, Scott?
I'm glad she wasn't. That's
that.
Well, once again, it sounds like she didn't even know she wasn't injured. If she hits the guardrail, blows out two tires, and doesn't know.
With the proverbial,
did I do that? Yeah, was that me?
All new Dr. Oz's ultimate shopping list. The only list you'll ever need. Everything Dr. Oz wants in your cart.
This is a frozen pizza that's actually healthy for you.
I cannot believe it comes out of a box.
Do these three things. Save $600 a year.
You're going to love this.
Never make a shopping list again. From the grocery store to the drugstore. The best, hottest health finds from every store.
My personal favorite at my house.
Dr. Oz, weekday afternoons at 4 on KX HD.
Ladies, it's tough to take care of yourself and juggle all your other duties.
But as a mom, I always put my children first, so once I get them situated, then I'm focused on myself.
One thing you need to do is make your health a priority.
If you get to know your doctor and you talk to him on a regular basis, you come in for your checkups, well, you see them as your friend.
Tonight at 6 and 10, KXHD News' Nikki Lorenzo shares the 6 questions you need to ask your doctor.
You know, just the first part of that commercial. Do we really care what the favorite food at Dr. Oz's house is? I mean,
I just was thinking about how all the different sound effects on the Dr. Oz commercials. I'm always kind of feeling like, ooh.
But it's also supposed to make you think, am I missing something if I don't watch it?
Well, I don't really want to hear the people sound like they're screaming in terror.
Yeah, and again, the answer is no, you don't want to watch it. But I mean,
speaking of screaming in terror, I did send you guys an email. Make sure you open it before the political segment.
Oh,
that's all
okay.
I'm going to say.
All right, okay. All right, we'll do that. And so there you are. All right, so let's see. It's as the aforementioned, it's fallback day.
Yep.
But in addition to that, for some reason, it's Deviled Egg Day.
It was Deviled Egg Day yesterday.
Oh, was it?
That's what Chase said.
I thought it was Deviled Egg Month.
Well, it could be that.
Well, I love deviled eggs.
The entire month?
I don't know.
Oh, well,
November
is a
great
month.
Nasty bleh.
No.
You've
deviled
just
eggs
never had
can
a good
be good. Yeah,
egg.
They can be.
No, we'll have to make you some
no,
good
No, they're
ones.
Eggs. Therefore, they're evil.
Oh, really? Okay. Now, see, catered are usually not so good, but home. And whoever decided to start putting paprika on the top?
Who knows?
I mean,
it's the only reason most houses have it.
Now, don't you step on my Grammy's toes.
How so?
because she puts paprika on the top of hers, and they are good.
But does it make any difference? If you were, look, if it
does.
If it was nighttime, no.
It alerts the palate.
If the lights were out in the room.
You'd have no idea.
Yeah. Nuh-uh.
Unless it's smoked paprika, you're not getting anything.
I just don't, yeah. But again, you know, that's good for the paprika people. They're making money off of that.
That's kind of like the pimento in an olive.
No,
it adds
a slight... Whimsical flavor.
Does it, yeah.
Yes, especially if you use sweet Hungarian paprika, which is what I use on my pork chops.
You want to be standing there next to Kat at a party when she said, what was the word you just used for paprika?
I don't know that.
Provocative? What did you say?
It alerts your taste buds.
Yeah, no, after that you said it was something else. But anyway.
I have no idea.
Okay, that's right.
I did not use the word provocative.
No, you didn't.
I can tell you that much.
All Souls Day also, and not related to any of those, it's Cookie Monster Day.
That's beautiful.
See, it's for Cookie.
Now we can do birthdays, but we start with one in particular.
Yes.
Yeah, be our boss.
Should we take our hat off for this?
I thought we'd call him. No, I'm not kidding.
Do you have a song you're going to play? Because I have one we could play.
Do you?
It's been in my head all night long.
All right, well, we'll call him late. What, you woke up with the song in your head?
I was working on a project.
Got it. Okay. All right. Well, then we may call Mr. Downs later, wish him a happy birthday, and play Cat song.
Chicken.
Okay. Sounds good.
Call him later.
No, really.
No, don't wake him up yet.
Yeah. And he may be awake, but nonetheless, it's not for us to do. All right. Go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah.
David Schwimmer, 46 today.
Yeah.
K.D. Lang, 51.
Has he done anything since Friends?
Not really.
Okay. No. And I hope he clipped his coupons.
K.D. Lang is 51.
Uh-huh.
Michael Buffer,
he's the Rumble guy.
Yeah, let's get ready to Rumble.
Yeah. And if you say that, you got to pay him or something.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah. Shouldn't have said that.
Well, we're not making money off of
his
it.
His brother, though, has made it for himself in the UFC.
Oh, has
he? He's the ring announcer that does the Ultimate Fighter stuff.
Ah. Does he have a catchphrase?
It's time.
It's time. Okay.
But it's the way he does it. He's very exaggerated.
Okay.
Do we have a catchphrase?
Info.
Keith Emerson from Emerson, Lake, and Palmer and Powell, depending on what progression you like.
Why did he get top billing?
I don't know.
I guess they did alphabetical.
Who knows?
Yeah.
He's 68 today. The very pretty Stephanie Powers from Heart to Heart, if you'll remember, is 70.
Wow. Well, she was pretty at the time.
True.
She looks like now.
Patrick McKinnon, 74 today.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you ever talk about how pretty or unpretty the men are?
Because I've never looked at another guy and gone, he's hot.
They're men pretty. There are men pretty men. There's no doubt. But anyway, Jay Black of Jay and the Americans.
Oh, wow.
And I remember seeing him on a PBS special, you know, where all the oldies guys come out, you know. And this was a couple of years ago, so he's 72 then. And he's about to sing Karamia. And he explains, okay. Now, I'm about to sing this song, and I may not hit the note.
Do we need to cover our ears?
No. He was saying to the audience, I'm about to sing this song, and I may not be able to hit that note. But if I don't, then, you know, don't think badly of me. But he did. He nailed it.
Cool.
And probably wouldn't have told that story had he not known that he was going to nail it.
Exactly.
Sherry Height, the author, is 70 years old today. Scott Walker, who's the governor of Wisconsin, 45. The very ugly and opinionated Pat Buchanan is 74 today. All right. Okay, what does that
mean? Very ugly.
Well, he is. I mean, he's a curmudgeon.
Yeah,
he looks like a curmudgeon.
He really and truly does.
Furrowed brow permanently.
I appreciate you commenting on his ugliness.
Why?
Because you're not a sexist anymore.
Nah,
when you were just talking about women, but now that you've included a man,
sure.
I appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely. Equal opportunity.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have sarcasm for everyone.
Yeah.
Kendall Jenner turns 17 on Saturday. Kendall Jenner.
Yeah. Is that
Bruce's daughter with the Kardashian clan?
I'm glad you told me that. He's got fewer wrinkles than her, I'll bet.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Dolph Lundgren, 55.
Uh-huh. This guy is quite intelligent.
I think he's a Mensa guy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, very high IQ. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Phil Simms is 57.
Mm-hmm.
Goody Two Shoes Adam Ant.
Oh, really?
Is 58.
And we're at work.
You're killing me.
Yeah, I know.
Remember Mimi from the Drew Carey Show?
Okay.
Kathy Kinney is 58.
Sure. Okay, yeah.
Dennis Miller is 59.
Uh-huh.
Steven Spielberg's wife, Kate Capshaw, 59.
She doesn't have to work.
No, she does not. Larry Holmes, former heavyweight champion of the world, 63.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Lulu?
Yeah, yeah.
To Sir With Love is 64.
Uh-huh.
Shadow Stevens, Hollywood Squares guy, and before he got caught up in drugs, a really great radio personality.
Well, doesn't... Yeah, okay, yeah. There's some, I thought that was, that's not, no, that's not, Shannon is Hannity's announcer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Michael Dukakis.
I remember him.
79.
Sure he is. And so is Ken Berry from F Troop.
Oh, I loved F Troop.
And again, Little Else.
Starring Larry Storch and Ken Berry.
Yeah, and didn't do anything else. Okay.
A lot of Love American styles for those guys.
Yeah.
All right, here we go for Sunday's birthday. Puff Diddy, 43.
Oh.
And that was just for you, Scott.
Oh, thank you.
I knew you were a big fan.
Big time.
Matthew McConaughey, 43.
All right.
Yep. Mr. Survivor, Jeff Probst, and now has his own talk show, 51.
Why?
I don't know.
I guess because somebody had put it on,
the
right?
The only people that don't have talk shows are the three of us.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Ralph Macchio is 51.
Oh, my. Karate Kid guy.
Yes, sir. Kathy Griffin, who is an admitted D-list celebrity.
And has made a lot of money doing it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And is in remarkably good shape.
Okay.
52. Marky Post from Night Court. Mm. I had the biggest crush on her.
Don't know what she looks like. Okay.
She's 62. Laura Bush, 66.
Uh-huh. Former First Lady.
Loretta Swit, Hot Lips Houlihan, is 75.
Uh-huh.
And Doris Roberts.
Whose son graduated from Texas A&M.
I did not know that.
There you go. That's why you listen.
Exactly. She's 82 today.
Yeah, that and Yanni.
Oh, hey.
Yanni.
We mustn't forget Yanni.
56. All right, it's 624.